Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I am your host, Ogre. How you doing, man? It's been about a week. Things change. Let me know. Really like to know how you're doing. On today's episode, we have a really interesting band. I'm not sure what category to put them in or subgenre you want to claim they are. They sound pretty progressive to me, and not like the Dream Theater kind of progressive, but kind of like the New Age progressive. Really technical, really interesting. You really have to be good at math to understand what they're trying to do here, because, I fall behind sometimes. But yeah, enough babbling on about that. I am talking about none other than Transcend the Realm. Now, Transcend the Realm. Out of Costa Mesa, California. You may be asking yourself, well, why are they on the show? Why should I be interested in this technical band out of California? Well, easy explanation. They are an unsigned band that is touring. Yeah. I really enjoy that fact. Actually, the last week's episode, this week's episode, which was changed out, by the way, and next week's episode, all touring bands touring without label support, but being amazing and doing it themselves. That right there, that's why you should be interested. That's why you should really dig this episode. And that is why these bands need to be heard by more people than just their hometowns. And that's what they're doing. They're getting out. They're getting exposure. They're doing the right thing. So, congratulations to you guys. I really feel like these three bands that we are being introduced to these last couple weeks and next week will be the epitome of what the Local Music Revolution is trying to accomplish, and that's helping bands help themselves. In the music industry, especially now, you really, really have to do it yourself. There's nobody that's ever going to believe in yourself more than you do, and these bands prove it. They're doing things, well, they're doing a lot more than I did, and I am so excited to be able to actually bring these bands to people that have never heard of them before. So, let's get to the plugs, and let's get to the social media so we can ultimately get to why we are here, and that is to meet Transcend the Realm, get to know Transcend the Realm, and become fans of Transcend the Realm. If you like what I'm doing on the podcast, let me know. You can always find me on social media at facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, on Twitter at @TLMRpodcast, on Instagram at The Local Music Revolution, on Tumblr at tumblr.com/TheLocalMusicRevolution, and of course the almighty WordPress, TheLocalMusicRevolution.wordpress.com. You want to hear me in different places? You want to stretch the bounds a little bit and see what else is out there? Very easy. The Local Music Revolution has always been on iTunes and always will be as long as they'll allow me. So search iTunes podcast for the Local Music Revolution. We will pop up all of the episodes that the Local Music Revolution have put out so far. The Local Music Revolution has been on Stitcher this whole time and just updated the feed, so everything is nice, shiny, and new. Just look up the Local Music Revolution in the Stitcher app and listen to all of the Local Music Revolution. And of course, finally, our affiliate, Long Box FM out of Fresno, California. I want to thank Dirty Dowdy and company for being part of this. I mean, thank you guys. Lots of promotion, lots of love coming from them. Dirty Dowdy knows what he's doing and has made it a very, very, very fun little adventure that we've been on so far. And I really hope to take it even further. So if you're interested in hearing Long Box FM broadcast and the Local Music Revolution and the Dirty Dowdy podcast and that movie podcast and the Firefly podcast, go to longbox.fm. Check everything out there. There's a treasure trove of just amazing content. Plus, you need to tell Dirty Dowdy that you heard about Longbox FM from the Local Music Revolution. So do that, and do that now. You know what else you should be doing right now? You should be going to stringjoy.com. Check out all of the strings that they can provide you. Stringjoy.com makes custom strings. That's what Scott and his company do. They make strings, and they perfect customized string sets for their guitarists. We all have that sound in our head. We all want to get to it, but sometimes we just don't know how. Start with the strings. Work your way up. That's how you do it, and StringJoy will help you. So go to stringjoy.com. Get that process started on custom sets of strings. They also sell picks and instrument cables. The instrument cables are customizable down to the inch and the connection. Get that. That's going to be amazing for the studio. I know. It's what I've always wanted. Once you've got everything from stringjoy.com, all you have to do, man, go to checkout. Enter promo code LOCAL, that's L-O-C-A-L, and you'll get a discount for being a listener of the Local Music Revolution. And now, without any further ado whatsoever, this is Transcend the Realm, talking about why they're amazing, and talking about the tour they are starting today, the release of this podcast, July 28th, 2016. Check this out. All right, I'm here with the guys from Transcend the Realm. How are you guys doing?
Hey, hey, hello.
Hey.
All right, so who do we have on the line, and who are we missing?
So we got, I'm Max Bisbeck. I play guitar.
I'm Christian. I play guitar as well.
I'm Joseph, drummer.
I'm Tommy. I do vocals.
And then we're missing our bass player, Tony. And yeah, he plays bass.
Always the bass player, man. Always the bass player.
that guy.
My favorite thing about bass players was in, I believe it was Guitar Hero 2, where it's like a mini fridge is more important than your bass player. It's like, yes, yes it is.
Well, we just got ours back from Australia, so I mean, we're pretty excited about that.
Well, good for you.
I mean, our mini fridge, not at all our bases.
See? All right, guys. Let's go back a little bit. How long have you guys been a band?
Well, we released our first album, self-titled Severed from Reality, back in late August of 2014. And so that's, I would say that's where our upbringing starts. And then we've just been playing shows and preparing for this new EP that we're going to come out with in the fall. And then also going on tour, just getting ready to show our music to the world.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Nice. So, let's go back. How did you guys get together?
That's a kind of crazy story. I don't know. Basically, Christian and Tony are the only original members. The rest of us have joined somewhat recently, at least in the last 2 years. I've been in the band with them about 2 years now, and then we've been through some member changes and stuff, and now we have Tommy on vocals and Joseph on drums and everything right now, so we have a pretty solid lineup now, and we're finally getting around to new music and never on board and touring and everything like that.
Yeah, it just goes to show that you can find good things out of Craigslist.
Nice, nice. All right, so you guys said that you have released a full album. So let's talk about that. It was in 2014. So what was the title of the album? And give us some information about it, please.
Well, the title of the album is Severed from Reality. And, it was released in 2014. We recorded everything ourselves and then had Gad Guyton from the band Last of Lucy, it's a local band out here in Huntington Beach, mix and master the album. So it's pretty cool because everything was very intimately done through friends and ourselves. Did it all ourselves, and just it's 10 tracks on there. 6 of them are super metal and 4 of them are instrumental jazz tracks. So, something to listen to with your parents in the room as well. and we're just excited because we've all progressed a lot since 2014. So this EP that we're going to come out with in the fall is going to be a lot faster, a lot heavier, and just melt your face.
Yeah, all around better.
All right, so was that last album, was it written with previous members, or were you guys all the ones working on that as well?
Me, Christian, the guitar player, and Tony, the bass player, are the only original members that were on that first album that we have.
Okay.
So we have a new vocalist, new drummer, and a new other guitar player as well.
All right, so let's talk about the dynamic in the writing process versus each incarnation of the band. So with the album and with the new EP, like, have you seen any differences in writing and everything like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. I think we've all had a little bit of time to get better at our instruments. And, we got the new members that bring different flavors to the table. And yeah, it's just all around going to be even better. We want to try and progress with every new piece of work that we put out.
Yeah, we all wrote the original and the new EP, at least like Tony, Christian, and me. So we all, kind of have like at least one original and then and then 3 kind of covers on there. So, we all had like our own each individual part, and it all kind of like says who we are at the moment right now. And super excited about that and like where we're gonna go with all that, what direction we're going.
Yeah. So there's 3 original tracks, each one done by a different member, and then 3 cover tracks that aren't originally metal that we're turning into metal. So it's kind of like it's a personal EP in the sense that we each put or expressed our own selves into it, and also our like influences as well.
Nice, man. So why did you guys decide to do an EP rather than a second album?
Well, I think for the second album that we're going to do in the near future, we wanted to do a concept album. Which may take a little bit of time, so we just wanted to put out an EP to put out some new music meanwhile.
Nice.
Just figuring it'd be an easy kind of way to showcase like each individual new member and kind of get it going, like the new trends and their own kind of start a new page.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So can you guys tell me about the song Severed from Reality?
We were watching the movie The Crazies one night. I don't know if you've seen that flick, but it's pretty crazy. And basically, we just kind of centered the lyrics about that, just someone losing their previous sense of reality and new perception, be it good or bad. So we try to incorporate that musically, and the song just is very sporadic and fast and shreddy, and then ends in a jazz solo completely off the realm of metal. So we try to incorporate the lyrics to the music as much as possible.
Nice. All right, does anybody else have any input on the song?
I mean, it
funner songs and harder songs to play out of like our old material. Definitely super shreddy and a lot of just fun parts, kind of techy here and there. And then, yeah, like I said, we've got a jazz part at the end that everyone seems to like. And yeah, it kind of really ends the song on a cool note. But yeah, definitely one of like the cooler, shreddier songs that we have from like the older album.
Nice.
And Joseph's beefed it up a little bit on the drums, and we got gnarly vocals on it now with Tommy and stuff. And it's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, all the drums for the first album were programmed drums, and I've taken the liberty of playing an updated style for the few live shows that we've done since I've joined. So more blast beats, more double bass, a little bit of gravity blasting, and just more relentless. And I think that is sort of what the sound of the band was
heading towards.
So I was happy to just fill that in with, you know, more drums.
Nice. All right. So right now I'm going to play Severed from Reality.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Red, red, red.
that was Severed from Reality. Gentlemen, you guys are going to be going on tour here pretty soon. So let's talk about that. It's called the West Transcendence Tour 2016, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So tell me a little bit about that. How did it come together? Who did it? How excited are you guys?
We are very excited.
Very excited. Incredibly excited.
Yeah, it's all of our first times out on the road, except our vocalist. He's a veteran. Right. But we call it the West Transcendence Tour because we're starting in Temecula and then staying along the coast of California up north into Oregon. And then, we're doing a Eugene and Portland show in Oregon. And then we are coming back inland, California.
Nice. So, is it just you guys on this tour? There's no package going on?
We didn't have exactly the most time to plan out this tour, so we are the only band on the tour.
Well, yeah, we found a few, local bands and stuff like that, to play with us and everything. We've all done our part here and there and everything. Christian and Tommy, hit up a lot of people and planned all this shit up. So we've managed to find, people and, basically help us out, because it's difficult kind of planning that and finding venues that we can play at, that they're open on a night, that we're going through, and finding bands that will and can play with us, or, kind of trying to find the same kind of genre and at the same time, so it's a little difficult, but, with, perseverance and everything, that we got it done now kind of pays out more in the end, all of us doing it ourselves.
Nice.
Yeah, and plus, it's kind of a blessing in disguise because we get the local bands in the areas we're playing, a chance to play a show.
Yeah.
No pre-sale or anything like that, so that's always fun.
So when does the show, when does the tour start? You said it's in Temecula, so what's the first date?
The first date is July 28th in Temecula at the Boiler Room.
Nice, nice. And,
The
last date of the show, of the tour?
The last date is August 10th, and that's in Lindsay, California, which is neighboring Fresno, California. Very close.
That is actually really awesome, because that's 30 minutes away from where I am sitting right now. So.
Oh, great. You gotta come out. Yeah.
I will try. There are so many shows. There are so many shows I've been invited to. I have to figure out different excuses to take off of work. So
yeah, I feel you.
It's super interesting.
Oh
no, yeah, I'll try, man. Don't worry about that. Let's get back to the tour. So you guys, how long have you guys been prepping this tour?
It's been about a month and a half now. Doing all of our own promoting on social media and with the luck of people like you that help us out and reach new fans and stuff. Just going on internet radios and podcasts and stuff. So thank you again. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Oh, thank you guys. You guys are super awesome.
I think the idea was probably, 3 months ago? 3 or 4 months ago, just kind of being serious about wanting to go on tour. For a while, at least 2 weeks or something like that, and it kind of just boiled down to seeing when our bassist is going to come back and playing around that and everything. So it kind of just worked out. We all thought everything together.
Nice,
yeah,
man.
And we've definitely already learned a lot doing this ourselves first time around. So the next tour is going to be even a lot smoother and way better.
So you guys did do this yourself. Did you guys delegate who would do what, or did you guys just all work and be we got this?
Yeah, we all definitely help each other out for the holistic goal of going on tour. So yeah, we'd each contact different bands or promoters and just try and make things happen.
Different people and cities that we know that we're going through,
Just like that had a lot to do with it, kind of like contacting people that we know and seeing what they're doing, see if they know any places around.
For example, I'm originally from Santa Cruz in the Bay Area, and when we contacted the venues in Santa Cruz, everyone that I talked to had already booked a show for the night we wanted. So I asked my dad if he wouldn't mind us holding a show at his house, and he was totally down for it. So we're going to actually have a house show in Santa Cruz. Hit up the band if you're listening and want the address. But that's just one way in which, that's now my show to organize, and I've gotten some local bands from Santa Cruz that are old friends of mine to play. So there's definitely, we all have our own networks and resources to draw upon. And I guess it's just lucky that I have more connections up there that'll help us out on our tour.
Yeah, we just do what we got to do to make it happen, really.
Nice, I like that.
And if you're in the Santa Cruz area for that house show, there's going to be a costume party, so look out for that.
Nice. I love hearing that, because that right there, troubleshooting when, everybody says no, you figure out a way around it, and you find out a way to say yes. Yeah. And that's
exactly.
That's one of the things that was beaten into my head when I was in a band more than once, was just you have to find a way around it so that there is no way they can say no. So it's great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't be obstacles no matter what. You just gotta be ready for them and ready to be like, get back up on that horse.
Yeah.
For example, we have a show, I believe it's in Oregon, that we have to be our own doorman, and we have to be our own sound guy, and just run the whole show ourselves, practically, in this sense.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy night, yeah.
Wow.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good learning experience, and I think we're going into the situation with, like, the best intentions and the best attitude, I think. So I think there's really no room for failure here. We're just gonna have like a good time, and we're gonna do it. Yeah, our ideology is basically, the more self-reliant you are, the better off you are in certain circumstances.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, guys. So can you tell me about the song "Witness the Demise"?
Well, there's like several super cool parts in there, I guess. Like, kind of a slow burner, I guess, so to speak. It's got a little bit of an intro and everything. Super heavy little breakdown in it. Super shreddy parts too. Just typical. Like, it's just a perfect example, I guess, of what our older material is. Cool, solid riffs, shreddy here and there, got some, like, heavy parts. Now we have a projection in the background when we play live, so that one's kind of, like, one of the cooler videos that we have put together.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's just kind of, like, a solid song, I guess.
Nice, man. All right.
We also have a lot of things planned for a live performance that, unfortunately, we cannot announce it, just that you could come to the show and see what we have planned.
All right, so right now I'm going to play "Witness the Demise."
Never!
All right, that was Witness the Demise. Gentlemen, so we're talking about you're doing the tour, and we're talking about a little bit about your live show. So I want to know about the set. First and foremost, do you guys always change up your set, or do you always keep it the same?
Yeah, well, it really depends on how much time we're given, on stage, and we sort of just plan around that, because some songs are very long, some are short, and yeah, so...
Which means, literally, I think I've played the same set twice. constantly changing up our set, which is kind of fun for us because it kind of keeps it fresh and everything. Yeah, there's always something you gotta like keep yourself on your feet, on your toes.
For example, I joined the band in November, had my first show with these guys in February with Flesh Thought Apocalypse that was via Go-Go. And up until recently, I've only played the same set twice. So before that, we've had numerous shows, and every time we played, it was a different set.
Yeah, and that just has to do with, like, different time constraints and what we're ready for at the time and stuff like that. But usually it's just, like, the venue telling us how much time we have and then going accordingly to that.
Nice. All right. So, with that being said, your set, are you going to incorporate, most of the new songs from your new EP, or so how are you going to stack that set?
So the new set will have, 3 of our new songs from the EP. So it's half of the EP. So we're playing a good chunk of it. Those are the ones that we just feel comfortable at the time right now, playing live and stuff, and then we're super solid and can tour with those songs right now. But they're definitely, one of them's Mr. Bungle cover, Ars Morandi. One's a called Pastishka. It's like a Bavarian.
It's like an old, full-fledged traditional piece.
Yeah,
especially done on a classical guitar and flute.
Yeah, and then another one's original from Tony, our bassist, called Conscious Void, which is super shreddy and super fun to play.
The concept on the song is just a nice story. Also, song starts out. The concept of it, the summary is that a guy was exiled from a village where he was, and he's trying to find shelter in the woods and ends up being hunted down by a beast he's never seen or heard before. And so the whole song was talking about how he's trying to find shelter and trying to get away from this creature that is trying to hunt him.
Yeah. So we get super metal on it.
That is intense, man. Intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in live, we set up a projection with a video that syncs up to our entire set accordingly. So the video definitely portrays the lyrics.
Yeah, it's all themed to each song, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
we're pretty stoked on that aspect.
So a little side question. You talked about you have the projections and everything. So how did you guys make the videos for these songs? Did you guys actually take time to film specific videos, or was it stock footage that you put together?
It was mostly just a lot of editing.
Clips from the internet and stuff.
Yeah.
And we send clips back and forth and just ideas and stuff. And Christian edited it together and like threw it up and slowly but surely we got it together and it looks super cool and just adds like another little element to our live show that kind of keeps people interested and something to remember us by, I guess.
I like to joke around that the whole synced up with our projection is all synced up to the clip. And so I always joke around that Joseph, our new drummer, is like a version of Gene Hoglan when it comes to death clock. If he's off by one beat, it just messes up the whole video.
Yeah.
that's brutal, man. That's a lot of pressure.
It's never a problem.
All right, so you got the set going and everything like that. You said that you couldn't talk about much, but are there things that you can talk about that you're going to be introducing in the live show?
Well, again, that Santa Cruz show is going to be a costume party, so that should be a lot of fun. We have some amazing costumes to have people see us in and get crazy with. And then again, the projection video, which is pretty visually stunning, you know, works with good lighting and such and all that fun stuff. And just our stage presence has grown over the years that we've been together. So we always try and get buck wild.
Yeah, we're all wireless, so we can kind of run around and run the crowd and stuff. That's a lot of fun to kind of, like, be there with people and kind of not be constrained by a cord.
Mm-hmm. One day that, like, Don was going to be, like, Tommy Lee's going to float above the stage and sweat around.
Yeah. We've blown the whole budget in, you know, revolving. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the last band I was in was, you know, a pretty serious in sort of, like, the negative connotation stage presence, where it was very much stay where you are, you know, act metal. These guys are super talented at their, you know, string instruments, but they can still, so they can still run around and still play a lot of extremely technical riffs at the same time. It's very fun for me to have that going on around me, and I think that they definitely do a great balance of not taking themselves too seriously, but still having a lot of integrity with respect to performing the music. So they don't sacrifice any of the performance in order to have just a stage presence. It really is a full package, but parts at the same time.
We also like doing a odd setup on stage where we recently discovered when we played at the Whiskey A Go-Go last month with Beyond Creation, with Evan Joseph actually being up in front of the stage, and it just seemed a lot better to get a chance for the drummer, see the crowd, and the crowd see the drummer, and plenty of room to run behind him, and it felt more comfortable than running in front of him, and
they're kind of hiding
behind the drummer, so we like to show off our drummer when we play.
Yeah, and if there's a table at any venue, you can be sure we're going to be jumping on it.
Nice. All right, guys. Can you tell me about the song Plurality of Worlds?
Yeah, the title definitely explains the lyrics. It's just about, you know, our ideas and beliefs of, you know, multiple worlds out there in the vast universe. And how we want to just basically be abducted by aliens and play in a spaceship. Yeah, simple as that.
Be the first band to play the UFO.
Yeah, the UFO galaxy tour. That's our plan, eventually.
One day there will be a way we can visit multi-universes, and the goal is to play in every single universe.
Whole U.S. tour straight to universe tours.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's basically just about, it says it in the title, just the plurality. Yeah, the plurality of worlds is, we're not alone.
Nice. All right. Well, right now I'm going to play the there we go. First mess up of the episode.
It's a tongue twister indeed.
Plurality of worlds. There we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good time. We'll be right back. All right, that was Plurality of Worlds. I said it right this time. Awesome. All right, guys. All right, so we're at the end of the interview. So if you could, can you please tell me and everybody listening how we can get a hold of you and how we can get a hold of your music?
Well, basically, we are on most social media sites. Like, we have Facebook. You just, or really just Google search Transcend the Realm. And, you know, our Facebook, YouTube will show up. We're also on Instagram at transcendtherealm.com. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Reverb Nation, you name it. And if we're not on it, let us know.
Yeah.
But,
Bandcamp is really cool. You can buy it offline.
Yeah, there's merchandise for sale on Bandcamp. T-shirt.
We got new T-shirts coming in.
Yeah, we have a new glow-in-the-dark logo shirt, and then we have our space apartment complex design blacklight shirt. So nice. If you like to go clubbing, that's definitely one you want to pick up.
We can.
Nice. All right, guys. So thank you. Did you have anything else to add before we got going?
Thank you again for having us on. And if anyone's listening that's in anywhere in California or Oregon, we'll definitely be playing in your area or a neighboring area. So just check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/transcendtherealm, and check out the entire tour flyer that has all the dates on there and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you out.
If you're a fan of metal, you know, in particular, technical metal like Necrophagist or the Faceless, then you'll definitely like us. But even if you don't, we bring it live and everyone will have a fucking awesome time just rocking out with us. So we just hope to get as many people out as we can on this tour and have fun and party.
Yeah, and again, we are the only band on tour, so most of the bill will be local bands. So if you're in the area, again, just support your local metal and, you know, the touring hungry bands that are coming to your town.
Yeah.
There you go, man. All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. It's been awesome talking to you guys. Good luck on the tour. And keep in contact, okay? Super awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was a great interview, man.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I'll be talking to you guys very, very soon. And that was Transcend the Realm. Super awesome, guys. Super awesome band. And they are currently touring. You have to check this tour out. If you're in the California coastal area, you got to be there. I am doing everything in my power to be there on the last day of their tour to wrap it up with them in Reedley, California. You guys got to be there. And now, no episode of the Local Music Revolution feels right without getting a little dirty, you know, smelling, stinking, all of that good stuff. So to help with that wonderful feeling of being dirty, we have the Dirtbag Block of Rock. And this is Dirtbag Smitty interviewing Becoming Human.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Block of Rock. I'm your host, Dirtbag Smitty. We got a special guest named Frankie James, the vocalist for the band Becoming Human. Frankie, say hello.
What's going on, man?
How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Man, we're doing well. Tell the listeners a little bit about you guys, man. You're a four-piece rock and roll band from Michigan, but I could not find where in Michigan you're from. So where are you from in Michigan?
Well, we're from BFE, man. Actually, most people don't know the town of Gaylord unless you're from Northern Michigan. For us, it's more about trying to get out of state and then get down to Detroit and places like that, man.
So tell us about this EP release. You guys released an EP called Media Mud in April?
Yeah, just a few months ago, we released our first band EP for this group. And what it is Media Mud EP is kind of like we're this whole anti-media campaign, this negative news campaign of what's kind of going on. And if you listen to a lot of the words in there, it talks about,
you know, just, I mean, we're just tired of getting programmed, man. And for us, and I don't know if anytime there's been good music or like a push in punk or metal, there's always a message behind it, or there's something you're trying to make right. And for us, man, it's like, we're just tired of hearing all the same stuff over and over again. You have to take medication, you have to do this, you got all these rules. It's all the same stuff. And hey, man, unless you got something to speak up against, you know, you don't really have a message. And for us, that's what it is. You know, we just don't believe that you have to live this way. So
I agree, man.
We've also got, we just released our first music video 2 weeks ago, which went to like 20,000 followers within 2 weeks, which was just crazy for this area. And then actually this following week, the video for Media Mud will be released, and we're expecting even bigger results.
All right, brother. Hey, thank you very much for your time, Frankie. You got the floor. Would you like to say anything to the listeners?
I just want to say thanks, man, to everybody who's been following us so far and everybody who's jumping on board. We've had such a good relationship with our fan base and people that believe in us. And I got to say, man, this is, it sounds corny, but this is more than a dream come true. I get to hustle at something I love, and I've got the f-ing coolest team around me that you could imagine. And I just feel thankful, and I'm grateful to even be on the show, man. Appreciate it. All right, this is Frankie James from Becoming Human. You're about to listen to Melancholy on the Dirtbag Block of Rock. Close your eyes. You took me over, and then you cleared my ways. And I gave you a smile world. You called me a freak. We can get a little higher than a one-way religion priest. Scream my desires so you can sit back and watch us bleed. Come on, lay down. Watch me walk through this storm like fire. Face down. Come and start a little army with me. We could stand in clovers. I tattooed a little dream on my 13 feet. We're taking over. So you just sit back. Watch me rain down. Watch me walk through this storm like fire. Face down. Giving me the strength to believe.
You see, I've been taking this man, take it from me. We've been here for, give us the floor. We've been taking him, Lord, tell us what for, forever. Rain down, watch me walk through this storm like fire, face down. Give me the strength to be.
more music from the band Becoming Human and other Dirtbag endorsed artists, visit dirtbag.com. For the full interview, subscribe to our YouTube page at Dirtbag Clothing 1996. The Dirtbag Block of Rock is brought to you by Dirtbag Clothing, sponsored by Aquarian Drumheads.
And that was the Dirtbag Block of Rock. Thank you, Smitty. Thank you, Dirtbags. All of you in the company for sending this wonderful piece of just amazing podcast mastery. I don't even know if that's a thing, but hey, thank you guys for being part of the local music revolution. It's wonderful to be able to work with you guys and to show people that you guys care about the bands. So much so that you do this every week with me. So thank you guys, Dirtbag, for being sponsors of the local music revolution. You want to know more about Dirtbag Clothing? Go to dirtbag.com. Check out what they've got, man. I am serious. I rock their hats as much as I can. All of my guitar straps are Dirtbag. I don't know if you can get those anymore. I got them in 2014 at Knotfest, but I got them, and they're on my guitars. So I'm repping Dirtbag forever. Yeah, that's a thing. If you are repping Dirtbag, let me know. Tag me. Tag the local music revolution. Tag Dirtbag Clothing in it as well. Let us see what you're wearing. Let us see how dirty it is. Because, you know, wear it till it stinks, guys. Wear it till it stinks. The local music revolution, of course, as you already know, is on all social media. So go to facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. Go to Twitter at TLMRpodcast. Go to Instagram at The Local Music Revolution. Go to Tumblr at tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution. And WordPress, thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com, where all of these episodes are posted every single week. Plus, there are the random starts and the top 10 Tuesdays and other ramblings I may post from time to time. So subscribe to that stuff. Get into the know, because the local music revolution is an amazing place for local and unsigned artists to be. On next week's episode, I have a super awesome band and a super, super awesome story about how that band got in contact with me, and just amazing, amazing just to be working with people like this. So next week, we will be interviewing Rivals. You have to check them out. They're from LA. And my goodness, another instance where they are touring. I'm going to do everything I can to see them on this tour, because I believe their first stop or their last stop is in Fresno, California, 45 minutes away from me. I will tell you, you will find out on next week's episode when that is and how you can get a hold of them and see these guys live. You don't want to miss it. I have finally been talked out. There is nothing more to say other than, as always, this is the Local Music Revolution. I am Ogre. You are fantastic, guys. Thank you so much. Until next time, take care and be good, everyone. This is the local music revolution.